Happy Sunday. Welcome to Reflections on the North Carolina Reading Service. My name is Jim DeJunis, and the content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. I'll be reading to you from the Holy Bible. We are still reading from the book of Exodus, and we will also be reading from a daily devotional called Jesus Calling. And as we do every Sunday, we begin with prayer, and we thank God for everything. We thank God for the good things and the bad things. We thank God for the sunshine on our faces. We thank God for the love we feel from the people around us. We thank God for the provisions He provides, the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the roof over our heads. We thank Him for North Carolina Reading Service and their volunteers and contributors. Lord, we're grateful. And Father, when we're down, when we're sad or depressed or feeling vulnerable, Lord, help us to look towards You. Help us to reach towards You. Help us to find You, for You are the source of all good and all life. And help us, Father, to seek You and to embrace You and to never let go. We ask that Your Son and Your Holy Spirit may be in our lives. We ask that that we may be embraced by them continuously, and they are there continuously. It's us who often walk away. It's us who let go, and help us not to do so, Father. Help us to stay clutched with both hands around those You gave us, Jesus and Your Holy Spirit. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Sarah Young, on this 25th day of April, reads this way: "Make me your focal point as you move through this day. Just as a spinning ballerina must keep turning her eyes at a given point to maintain her balance, so must you keep turning your focus towards me. Circumstances are in flux, and the world seems to be whirling around you. The only way to keep your balance is to fix your eyes on me, the one who will never change. If you gaze too long at your circumstances, you'll become dizzy and confused. Look to me, refreshing yourself in my presence, and your steps will be steady and sure." Two scriptures to support Sarah's writing today. Hebrews 12:2 reads, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Then Psalm 102, verse 27 reads, "But you remain the same, and your years will never end." Amen, hallelujah. You will remain the same. So last week we got through chapter 30 of Exodus. We'll start with 31, and we continue to go through the very explicit details that God provided to Moses regarding the tabernacle and its furnishings, regarding Aaron's clothing and the clothing of his sons, who were also priests. Although we have a little more reading today on some of the details, we're also going to start learning more about the Israelites falling back into sin, much like we do. That's not to beat up the Israelites of that time. It's to just as a reminder that we constantly walk away from God, even though He's in our midst. And we know that He's in our midst. We kind of get the days start getting away from us. Our time gets away from us. And it demonstrates to us that we should just be always locked in, focused, and immersed in God. That's when our troubles go away. That's when we have peace. I believe we read something like that last week from Sarah Young, that He doesn't give us peace eternally while we're on this earth, because He wants us to be with Him every day. He wants us to reflect and fall upon Him. And that's what we should do every day, is we should be spending time with God when we wake up. We should be thanking God throughout the day, and when we put our heads on the pillow, thanking Him once again. Great reminder. So let's begin with chapter 31. This chapter is entitled, I'm going to mess up these names, and I apologize right from the get-go, Bezalel and Oholiab. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, from the tribe of Judah, and have filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs in works in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of craftsmanship. Moreover, I have appointed Oholiab, son of Ahethsmach, of the tribe of Dan, to help him. Also, I have given skill to all the craftsmen to make everything I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, the Ark of the Testimony, with the atonement cover on it, and all the other furnishings of the tent, the table and its artist, the pure gold lampstand, and all of its accessories, the altar of incense, the altar of the burnt offering, and all its utensils, the basin with its stand, and also the woven garments, both with the sacred garments for Aaron and the priests, and the garments of his sons when they are to serve as priests, and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense for the holy place. They are to make them just as I have commanded you." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, you must obey my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for generations to come, so that you may know that I am the Lord who makes you. I am the Lord that makes you holy. Observe the Sabbath because it is holy to you. Anyone who desecrates it must be put to death. Whoever does any work on that day must be cut off from his people. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath must be put to death. The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for the generations to come as an everlasting covenant. It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he abstained from work and rested. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of the testimony, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God." Chapter 32, The Golden Calf. When the people saw that Moses was gone so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Aaron answered them, "Take off your gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters were wearing and bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they had handed him and made it into an idol cast of the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then he said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of them, in front of the calf, and announced it to them, "Tomorrow we will have a festival to the Lord." So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterward, they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people whom you brought up out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I have commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, 'These are our gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt.' I have seen these people," the Lord said to Moses. "They are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. O Lord, he said, "Why should your anger burn against your people whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with the evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land. I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. Moses turned and went down the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands. They were inscribed on both sides, front and back. The tablets were the work of God. The writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people shouting, he said to Moses, "There is a sound of war in the camp." Moses replied, "It is not the sound of victory. It is not the sound of defeat. It is the sound of singing that I hear." When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and breaking them into pieces at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf that they had made and burned it in the fire. Then he ground it to powder, scattering it in it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. He said to Aaron, "Why, what did these people do to you that you led them into such great sin?" "Do not be angry with me, my lord," Aaron answered. "You know how prone these people are to evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods who will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." So I told them, "Whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off." Then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and it came out this calf. Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control, and so became a laughingstock to their enemies. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." And all the Levites rallied to him. Then he said to them, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man strap a sword to his side. Go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other, each killing his brother and friend and neighbor." The Levites did as Moses had commanded, and that day about 3,000 of the people died. Then Moses said, "You have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and daughters, and he has blessed you this day." The next day Moses said to the people, You have committed a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin." So Moses went back up to the Lord and said, "Oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold, but now please forgive their sin. But if not, then blot me out of your book you have written." The Lord replied to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Now go, lead the people to the place I spoke of, and my angel will go before you. However, when the time comes for me to punish, I will punish them for their sin." And the Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they had did with the calf Aaron had made. Chapter 33. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go with you, because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way." When the people heard these distressing words, they began to mourn, and no one put on any ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, 'You are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go with you for a moment, I might destroy you. Now take off your ornaments, and I will decide what to do with you.'" So the Israelites stripped off their ornaments on Mount Horeb. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp for some distance away, calling it the Tent of Meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go out to the Tent of Meeting outside the camp, and whoever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrances to their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of the cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each at the entrance of his tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Moses and the glory of the Lord. Verse 12, chapter 33. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us out from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "You show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." Chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Chisel out 2 stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and then come up to Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain. No one is to come with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks or herds may graze in front of the mountain." So Moses chiseled out 2 stone tablets like the first ones and went up to Mount Sinai early in the morning as the Lord had commanded him, and he carried the 2 stone tablets on his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of their fathers to the 3rd and 4th generation. Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshipped. "O Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes," he said, "then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin, and take us as your inheritance." Then the Lord said, "I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never done before in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Obey what I have commanded you today, and I will drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Be careful not to make any treaty with those who live in the land where you are going, or they shall be a snare among you. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and cut down their Asher poles. Do not worship any other god before the Lord, whose name is a jealous God. Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land, for when they prostitute themselves to their gods and sacrifice to them, they will invite you and you will eat their sacrifices. And when you choose some of their daughters as wives for your sons, and those daughters prostitute themselves to their gods, they will lead your sons to do the same. Do not make cast idols. Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time of the month of Abib, for in the month you came out of Egypt. The first offspring of every womb belongs to me, including all the firstborn males of your livestock, whether from herd or flock. Redeem the firstborn donkey with a lamb, but if it does not redeem it, break its neck. Redeem all your firstborn sons. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Excuse me. 6 days you shall labor, but on the seventh day you shall rest. Even during the plowing season and harvest you must rest. Celebrate the Feast of Weeks with the first fruits of the wheat harvest and the Feast of Ingathering with the turn of the year. 3 times a year all your men are to appear before the Sovereign Lord, the God of Israel. I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your territory, and no one will covet your land when you go up 3 times a year to appear before the Lord your God. Do not offer the blood of a sacrifice to me along with any containing yeast, and do not let any of the sacrifice of the Passover feast remain until morning. Bring the best of your first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Those 40 days and 40 nights are similar to what Christ experienced when he was out in the desert being tempted by the devil. There's a lot of similarities that we see throughout the Bible, throughout the Old Testament, and then the New Testament. And it's not accident. Moses was the author here. And although this was the Bible, the first five chapters of the Old Testament was what the Jewish people and still the Jewish people view as their written word. It's amazing, the prophecy and what happened 2,000 years ago with Christ, and what happens today. The radiant face of Moses. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken to the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commandments the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he entered the presence of the Lord to speak to him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he went out and told the Israelites what he had commanded, what had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went to speak with the Lord. Chapter 35. Moses assembled the whole Israelite community and said to them, these are the things the Lord has commanded you to do. For 6 days work is to be done, but on the seventh day you shall be holy. It should be a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work must be put to death. Do not light a fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath day. Moses said to the whole Israelite community, this is what the Lord has commanded. From what you have, take an offering to the Lord. Everyone who is willing to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, or bronze, blue, purple, or scarlet yarn and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and hides of sea cows, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrance incense, the onyx stones and the other gems to be mounted on the ephod and breastpiece. All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded, the tabernacle with its tent and its covering, clasps, frames, crossbars, posts, bases, the ark with its poles, and the atonement cover, and the curtain that it shields it, and the table and its poles, and all its articles, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand that is the light for all with its accessories, lamps and lamp oil for the light, the altar of incense and its poles, the anointing oil and the fragrance incense, the curtain for the door where the entrance to the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with bronze grating, its poles and all of its utensils, the bronze basin with its stand, the curtains of the courtyard with its posts and bases, and the curtain of its entrance to the courtyard, the tent pegs and the tabernacle for the courtyard and the ropes, the woven garments worn for the ministering in the sanctuary, both the sacred garments for Aaron and the priest and the garments for his sons when they serve as priests. When the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence, everyone who was willing and whose heart moved came with him. And everyone who was willing and whose heart moved him came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work of the tent meeting, for its all its service and sacred garments. All who were willing, men and women alike, came and brought gold jewelry of all kinds, brooches, earrings, rings, and ornaments. They all presented their gold as a wave offering to the Lord. Everyone who had blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen, or goat hair, or ram skin, dyed red. Those presenting an offering of silver or bronze brought it as an offering to the Lord. And everyone who had acacia wood for any part of the work brought it. Every skilled woman spun with her hands and brought what they had spun, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, or fine linen. And all the women who were willing had spun, who had the skill, spun the goat hair. The leaders brought onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and the breastpiece. They also brought spices and olive oil for light and for the anointing oil and the fragrance incense. All the Israelite men and women who were willing brought the Lord free will offerings for all the work the Lord had Moses, that through Moses had commanded them to do. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Ur, from the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship. And he has given him both an Oholiab, son of Ahasmach, of the tribe of Dan. Well, we're going to stop there, and we'll pick up with chapter 36 next week. We have another moment or so, and I'd like to again just encourage everybody. We really appreciate you listening to our program, and we hope that you receive a blessing from it. That's the intent. The intent is to share the Word of God. Sometimes there are great stories and easy lessons, and other times there's a lot of instruction, and I think the last couple of weeks we've seen that. Please don't get discouraged. Please stay with us. Again, God's instruction has purpose, and I'm not suggesting that you remember or put to memory every word spoken today or last week. But they are a symbol or a sign that we are to remain in the Lord at all times, at all times. That's not easy to do. Life does get in the way. But the one thing that's awesome about our God is that he loves us, and he loves us so very much that he offered his only son, Jesus Christ. And remember, like we started in Genesis several months ago, the Word was with God at the very beginning, and the Word was God, and the Word was also Jesus. And we are made in the image of God, each and every one of us. And let us not forget that as we engage with other people, people that are flawed, or people that may not be like us. We are all made in the image of God, and that is a true blessing and a true opportunity for us to be thankful. Well, we've run out of time for today's program of Reflections. Please be sure to listen to us next week. We hope you enjoy the program. Again, my name is Jim DeJunis. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Please join us again at the North Carolina Reading Service and the NorthCarolinaReadingService.org. You may find our podcast. May God bless you and those you love this day and every day.